Today I'm reviewing the movie Peppermint, which I saw this weekend last Friday over at the Cinemark in Apple Valley. A quick review of the theater. It's a nice little theater. The seating is nice. Peppermint, the film itself, is a revenge flick. I think what interested me in it was that the fact that it was a revenge flick, a chick revenge flick, where the star character, Jennifer Garner, gets her family gets murdered. She goes away for 5 years, becomes an assassin, and comes back and murders everybody she could get her hands on. So that is the movie in a nutshell. Wasn't all that great, but it was entertaining for what it was. Name of the movie, Peppermint, when shown in the previews or the trailers, there was some name about, there was something of some joke about farting and peppermint, blah, 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 but that was stripped out of the movie, and instead it was something to do with ice cream, I think, like a peppermint ice cream or something. Anyway, they kind of jacked that up. That really didn't make a connection with me at all in the movie. Thought it was a dumb name, period. Overall, as many times as she was hurt, punched, stabbed, she manages to kick someone else's butt who's twice her size and completely unrealistic. And there was even one scene where she was surrounded by police and she manages to escape. And they were shooting at her. Of course. And then in the end of the movie, there couldn't possibly be a part two, could there? She's tied to her hospital bed, just in shambles, just barely alive. And a cop that kind of liked her or what she was doing or her vigilantism flipped her a key to get out of her chains. And then the credits roll. So that's what we're dealing with here, folks. Not a great film. I would have to give it 2, maybe 2.5 stars.